D.I. Morgan got out of bed at 5 a.m. on Monday morning. The heating had only been on for half an hour, and the house was cold. He turned the shower on, twisting the thermostat to extra hot, trying to get warm. He felt sluggish and slow. No surprise, really, when he'd gone to bed after midnight. He had multiple cases on the go. A robbery, an assault in the city centre, a boy knocked off his bike in Waddington, and now Lloyd Nelson's murder. The Nelson murder was an intriguing case, and Morgan didn't want to let it go, but his team was stretched thin at the moment. He could get up at 5 a.m. every morning and put the hours in, but eventually something would have to give. The paperwork was piling up, and as a perfectionist, Morgan hated that. He couldn't stand disorder. He'd been putting it off, but he'd have to talk to the superintendent today and admit it was too much. They'd have to pass some of the work to another team. Maybe the robbery. That was almost complete. A few final statements to sign off and a meeting with the CPS, and of course a multitude of forms to fill in. They'd been short-staffed since Freeman had been removed from duty. Despite the substantial evidence against the disgraced detective inspector, he was still on paid leave and hadn't been fired. As such, that meant technically there wasn't a vacancy to fill, so his work had to be spread over the other teams. Morgan got out of the shower and rubbed the steam from the mirror. His reflection made him cringe. He looked awful, with dark circles under his eyes and pale skin. He picked up his toothbrush and ignored his reflection. He didn't have time to be tired. At 5:20, he went downstairs to get a coffee, but paused in the hallway by the front door. There was an envelope, face down, on the doormat. Morgan looked through the circular window in his front door. It was still dark outside and far too early for the post. He was sure it hadn't been there when he went to bed last night. So at some point between midnight and now, this letter had landed on the mat. Odd time to hand-deliver a letter. He crouched down and flicked the envelope over. His name and address were written in block capitals on the front, but there was no postmark or stamp. If he hadn't been a police officer, he would have simply opened the envelope and read the contents, but his years as a detective made him cautious.